She's been MIA for like 6 seasons or more. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
The reunion tour. Everybody's friends. Everybody's friend.
You are listening to the Top of Sports Podcast.
And now your host, Lenny.
Good evening. Welcome. Hello. It's playoff time.
Playoffs?
Playoffs.
That's what I heard.
Kind of like practice.
Well, for most of the teams.
We're going to try something new tonight. We got 3 guests. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, we've never had that before.
Yes, as we go around in a clockwise motion. Ramirez back. Welcome,
Ramirez. Hey, everybody. What's up?
Jessica from Bullet Club and Bipolar Express is here. Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. So happy to be here.
And the guy who did not blink first on Saturday, Christopher Cole, is here. Christopher, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm blinking now.
You look a lot happier than you could have been this day.
I'm feeling much happier.
As am I. And as I look, Dude North, Joe K has returned. Joe K, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Len. How are you, bud?
I got to be honest with you, I'm very excited right now.
Really?
I'm dealing with a lot of nonsense like Ramirez behind the scenes.
That's everything you need to be
ridiculousness.
Happy.
Yes. I'm very proud for about 8 or 9 people in blue shirts on Saturday who were getting the raw end of the deal. They were losing in the rivalry the last few times, and they came to play and made a statement.
Yeah, I saw. I walked up to the field, and somebody punched somebody in the face.
Well, didn't know. No. You know, people are entitled to their opinions.
I did walk up at the right time.
Contact happens, and we'll go over this in a little more when the game starts, but you're not going to be suspensions. Topper's going to be commenting tomorrow on it.
Ooh, we're going to have a press conference?
One of the players.
We should have an online YouTube press conference.
Yeah, he will be commenting to...
We'll call Topper deputy commissioner for no reason at all.
He's like, I got to say something about this, don't I? I'm like, yeah, Topper, it's almost time.
It should be videotaped and put on YouTube. That'd be fantastic.
Why wouldn't it be?
I love it.
Maybe we could give it to 40-year plan guy. You put his terrorist outfit on, and he can do another speech, and he should be the guy that should respond for us. So we played some games. We're all going to kind of chime in. Everybody kind of was – we got D6 here. We got D5. Well, not really. There's nobody in D5. Yeah, we got D4. We got everybody pretty much covered this week, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, always.
Yep, so we're going to be here for not an hour. So, Jimmy, we're going to start with the 10 o'clock, and so we're going to get to the playoff thing. So that's why we're kind of going fast. And
playoffs.
We'll be talking. So, Jimmy, let's do some games.
10 o'clock games. Public Enemy scored 41. Eyes Downtown with 37. Morning Wood, they won. 25. Uncle Rico's only put up 8. Steve's Cousin scored 31 on the day, but HK7 wins with 40. And the Cunning Stuns win with 17. UFO with 14. Those are your 10 o'clock games.
Well, Christopher, you were sitting ringside. Tell us all about it.
It was what you would expect. A close game, high-scoring game, lots of good plays, and we simplified things and just made more plays. Kept our heads, you know. Not too bad for scumbags.
Yeah, not too bad for scumbags at all. There were those that will say that Tommy Hughes playing defense on Saturday was and I mean...
By those people, you mean just Tommy Hughes.
Just Tommy Hughes, but...
Didn't he get an interception, though?
He did.
Okay.
And it was the fuck you, Lenny interception.
But you know, and just to set the table on that play, Mike Baggio literally, when he wasn't killing somebody, because he's a scumbag as well, he flew through the air like a freaking God knows what, tipped the ball.
Bird?
And then Hughes was literally just kind of falling over, and the ball just kind of landed, and he stretched out, and Hughes caught it. So
he caught it.
He did get it.
He laid out one arm, full stretch, and reeled it back in. It was a
great play.
It was.
And for the record, listeners, nobody in this room wants to give Tommy Hughes any credit.
No. Nope.
Not a single person here who wants to do that. We all do, but that doesn't mean we want to say, hey, good job, Tommy.
That's true.
He was busting my chops. I'll tell you something real quick. Pull the curtain back for a minute. So, you know, we, Chris and Tommy and myself, we always have conversations leading to the week. And one of them was, you know, we knew we were missing Jake. Jake does a great job of shutting the girl down. Well, at one point I turned to Tommy and I'm like, you know, I've had some options. I go, I'm thinking maybe we try this on defense because I'm thinking Tommy's more an offense guy. He goes, oh, you don't, because I'm like, I don't know if you can run with Joey because she's so fast.
Yeah.
And Hughes is like, Lenny, he goes, I can do it. You know, you're always doubting me. And then, like, you know, at the first half, you know, we're winning and we win the game. He goes, see, I told you I can do it. And, you know, then I come back with, you know, you only covered Joey 6 of, like, the 50 plays that they had. He let Cheryl take her. So I'm like, really, Hughes?
Like, I love that Tommy has daddy issues from you. That's beautiful.
So Public Enemy moves on. Eyes Downtown takes the 2 seed. We're going to get to that a little later today. But yeah, and on Coles, I might be mistaken. They didn't stop you once, did they?
Besides extra points,
yeah,
they didn't get a hand.
I don't think you guys. Yeah, I think no. It was a. It was one of those.
Us.
It was a weird day. Sloppy track,
but back and forth.
Yeah,
and not much in the line of drops. Nothing really like people slipping and falling. It was just. It was a good game.
There's a lot of good. Like I know Radke had a couple nice plays over Farr. Then Farr had a nice play over Radke. I mean, it just went both ways.
Back and forth. Osika went up on Matty Moore and took one away. Pauly J did what he does and just puts people on skates. Botch laid out for a couple, made a couple big plays.
Shouldn't say laid out. We don't
you
want
don't
to.
Don't
well,
don't
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a poor choice of words. But,
or an accurate one.
Or an accurate one, yeah. I just feel like I wish you could have a game that was played that well, not marred by the delusional, asinine thoughts of human beings.
I talked to a couple people after the game real quick and maybe get your opinions, but you know, one of the opinions somebody said, and it makes some sense, is do you think all this nonsense would have happened if Eyes Downtown won the game?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
Well, it depends on how. Like, the aforementioned Tommy Hughes, is he getting wronged in this scenario? Because then you're going to hear whining and bitching.
Yeah. I don't know. It just
like,
it just
depends on how it goes down. Like,
do we want to talk about what happened?
Well, we everybody kind of knows what happened. There were
two
plays.
Well, some people don't play on that field. So
well, one play, they claim there was a pick, and for there very well could have been. And one of their guys, their corner, really nice guy, Chris, I believe his name was, fell to the ground, and there wasn't a flag. Nobody saw it. So the captain, post-game, sent an email to Ramirez, myself, and Topper, basically saying that, you know, Greg Osika was a dirty player. He meant to hurt somebody, punch him in the face, and he should be kicked out of the league for the rest of the year.
He also made sure to say that, you know, Mike Baccio, who people listening to this know who we're talking about, that Mike Baccio got a bead on Joey, watched her from the beginning of the play until the end, like he was stalking her like a hawk. Like a rabid panther in the jungle, and then just plowed through her and like stood over her like the Rock stands over a beaten opponent. And it's just like, okay, I get it. He ran into her and a flag was thrown. But we're talking about Mike Baccio here.
I don't think Greg would do anything.
No. Baccio didn't move after that play, so it happened, right? They throw the flag. Flag was right to be thrown. Contact with a female.
Yep.
Unfortunately, his shoulder, her face, got right up on her cheekbone,
mm-hmm.
and she went down.
Right now.
And that's why the rules are in place.
Yes.
The one person on that side of the field, I mean, we kind of pulled away, Botch would not leave their huddle until she got up because he wanted to apologize. Would not leave, would not move because he felt horrible. I had to talk to the kid like, hey, I know this sucks, but you still got to play. Like, you got to be able to play. You got to pull it together a little bit because he was torn up about it.
That's the point that I'm making is you have to know who you're talking about here. And I said this in an email response to all of this silliness. This is the guy who one season when Sherry ran into him, he spent the entire rest of the season apologizing to her. And I'm not exaggerating that. Like, it got
every
to a point where we're like, stop, Botch. Like, she doesn't take offense to it.
That's
like,
just because he wanted an excuse to talk to her, though. That's
it
different.
Could be. But he's count. Just, he's not that guy. That guy, ooh, right. Let me, like, there's a lot of guys you could say in the league, and I might be like, oh, okay.
Botchio's
not, he's not even the... Even at the lower end of that, in terms of I'm going to target and take out a woman, especially look, I'll blatantly say because nobody else will hear will say it. Joey's hot. Baccio's not going to go and knock out a hot chick on purpose.
What does being hot have to do with it?
It has everything to do with Michael Baccio.
Historically, Baccio doesn't even go near those.
Yes, it's not what he's going to do.
They don't go near.
He goes, it's not what he's going to do.
Oh, you know, what? I apologize. Sorry, I didn't understand how you were saying it, but if that's how you're saying it, that actually makes sense.
Yes. Yes, it makes it. Yes, you have to know who you're talking about right now. Like, that's not what he's going to do.
Can we pull that out for the last minute? Because does anybody think Diana Bernard is hot? Because if she isn't and he hangs out with her, then he's saying she's not hot.
Well, they're not dating.
Listen, I'm not saying that.
He's her
I'm
friend
just talking,
who's a girl, yeah. Joe. Whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
He's her friend who's a girl.
Hey, I don't want to ignore the other games. Morningwood beat Uncle Rico's.
No quarterback again.
For who?
Did Dave show up?
Yes, yeah,
Dave
was here.
Okay, Dave's back.
Yeah, Dave was here.
They worked it out. I actually talked to Dave, and he just said last week I was very negative, and he kind of put it on himself, and he's like, I left the field just to make like life easier for my
team. They told me they went on a field trip. They said they went to 67 West to see Russ, and they said they figured it out after a bunch of drinks, and I said, that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's it.
HK7 beat the Cousins 40-31.
Cousins have been sliding.
They've been sliding.
Bad.
Yep. Well, Cousin Steve's got topper disease. He's not a good bad weather quarterback.
He lost his hair.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And hey, cheer Drew. Like, Drew played, I think, quarterback for the Stunts. 17-14 over UFO.
Oh, Drew's got a tattoo appointment next week. It's playoff.
Honestly, this year, did you see the way he played in DMX? We'll get to that in a minute. Let's hope that he did, because he did not play good. Jimmy, 11 o'clock.
Your 11 o'clock games. Marketing Mayors put up 37 tight ends in motion with the loss there, scoring 14. One topper too many. 30 points with the win. Slither in the end zone, scores 20. Hope and Ruin continues on, 17, while Witters drops, only putting up 7. The McKenzie Agency, 24 points with the victory, and Passless Chaps with 12. PG Platoon and Salino Sewer Rats, the Rats take the loss, only scoring 27. PG Platoon with 32, those are your 11 o'clock games.
24-12, Ramir, give us a TMA update. How they doing?
Doing pretty good. You know, we got a solid defense, and Ferger's been really good at quarterback. He has his only issue is that he kind of gets in his own head sometimes. But when he's not in his own head, he's a pretty solid, you know, quarterback. And we're doing good. Our girls are coming along. That's what's really helping us along.
Meg was a rock star post game.
Yeah. Well, she's always a rock star, right?
Yeah.
She was a rock star in our game.
Was she?
Game-winning TD.
Oh, I didn't know this. Oh, yeah. I can't wait till you tell me about
that's
that
gonna
game.
Be huge.
But yeah, it's a good season.
How's Ron Weber doing? Like, I think right now when it starts to get sloppy, well, that's the guy I'm throwing the ball to.
I think he should be our number one receiver. I constantly
he is.
He is, but you know, I feel like Ferger gets into that thing where he feels like he has to spread the ball around everybody, and I'm like, you need to Gronk it with Weber.
Sometimes you do. Yeah,
sometimes you just need to Gronk it with him because he's so solid. But you know what? No knock on anybody. This is the most fun I've had playing football in multiple seasons.
They're great people. That's a great team right there. They got a little bit of, you got Meg, who's super fun. Then you got Brent Ferger, two of the nicest people in the league.
Yep.
Diana Bernard's got to be interesting. That's got to be interesting.
She's fun.
Yeah, she's got an interesting dynamic as well.
All the girls on our team are super
Andy's
fun.
A really quiet guy, but nice guy. He's just happy to be on a team that shows up every week. He doesn't have to think about anything.
Yeah, he is happy.
Yeah. And then there was the other guy they have. I always forget his name. From Ace, is it? The guy who left Ace, the shorter, fast kid?
Keita.
Keita. Matt. Yeah. Matt. Yeah.
Once again, he's another team just happy to win some football games and get some playing time.
Yeah. Matt's great. He's probably the best athlete on the team.
He's so fast.
Yeah, definitely.
You could tell that him not being there is hurting Ace. Topper, 30-20 over Slytherin. I heard the refs had a very interesting day at the office. Have you talked to Slytherin in the end zone?
I won't say any names, but I heard that one of my favorite refs didn't have a great day,
mine
according
either.
To them. Aww. So, hey, happens. I didn't watch it, so, you know, I apologize if that's the truth, but, you know.
Being a ref is really hard.
It's the worst.
It can be.
It is the worst.
Joe would know, because Joe has saved my bacon a few times, and every time he does it, like, gracefully, but he's always like, Ramir,
I do it. I tell Ramir, like, Ramir, if I'm your last option, fine. my anxiety flares up, and people just yell at you, and I'm like, well, I didn't see it. Like, that's why I want to give props to Tommy Hughes, the award-winning one. When he was reffing the monster game we were talking about earlier, like, every time Tommy misses a call, because he missed, like, one or two in our game, too, and he always goes, I didn't see it, I'm sorry. Like, it's immediately like, all right, well, there's nothing we can do about it. He doesn't argue, he doesn't do anything, he just goes, I didn't see it, I'm not calling it because I didn't see it, my bad.
Yeah. I'm here.
Tommy Hughes, by the way, if I can throw that out, award winning. He had a great day. That game, if there was a different ref on that field, that could have got out of hand big time.
It was a circus.
Yeah, and Hughes and Mikey W, they talked about things.
They nipped that in the butt quick.
Yep. Yes,
Tommy,
they did.
Tommy Hughes, the reason that he's complained about this, so God bless you, Tommy. He's complained that I only put him on D1 games, but the reason I put him on D1 games, he has the best temperament to deal with D1 games.
And he's not afraid to tell somebody, I always try to tell refs this more. I go, guys, we can say about who runs this and that. You're the ref. You're the law. If you say you're out, you're out. You don't need us to tell you that. And Tommy does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm absolutely. Not going to, I mean, hey, I might argue in a call, but I'm never going to freaking yell at him. Like, so he's going to tell me to F off.
Yeah.
Because that's how he is.
Tommy does not care.
And he knows the rules and how people are breaking them. And
he like not cares in the right way somehow.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, he doesn't let stuff get under his skin, and he's like, I'm not about to argue with you about this.
Should be on his tombstone. Tommy Hughes, he not cared in the right way.
Tight ends, their subs came in. Poor Kyle and Tiger out. They're in trouble.
Yeah,
the subs they had struggled.
We knew that was.
Yeah. You can literally chalk it up to injuries for them.
You could tell. Like I'm not gonna say I laugh, but I always go ooh when a guy plays like in Game On or something, and he's like, okay, I'm a D1 player in Game On, and they come to the show because those two guys look like deer in headlights, man. They're like, what is this?
Yeah.
When all of a sudden, like, there's some guy who shows up and he sees freaking Andy Smith run a freaking post on him and goes, nope. Like at one point, I think the one defender on tight ends literally just stopped and went, nope, just let him run right by him.
I would have loved to have seen that if tight ends had everybody. But is there one person in this league scarier if you got one game to win and you got to beat a team and they've got Andy Smith, strikes fear into your heart. That kid, he just does things that you can't
Please stop. Do not throw it high is what I'm saying to myself. And my eyes closed and both fingers crossed. Please don't throw it high.
If it goes high, oh, man, it's over. You're in trouble.
It's over.
The only person in the world that I think, and he's gone, I think Derek Bloomfield's the only person that could jump up with him.
Yeah, but Derek Bloomfield, and not taking away from his athletic ability, but he's like, what, 6'3"?
Yeah, but by that's
and he's my height.
Yeah, he can just do things that are just wow.
So without Tiger, without that was they had no prayer of stopping that.
And marketing had Carissa's back; she's been playing. Santo was back. Berman was back. Like marketing mayor's gonna be tough down the stretch. Heavy, that's a good team.
He brought out the heavy guns.
Yep, that's a good team. 12 o'clock.
Wait, before we move on, sorry. Going back to the 10 o'clock, just because I want to put this out there. This is my favorite team name. Cunning Stunts. I love it. I think it wins, hands down, best name. Just because I missed it.
Did we start announcing football games? I think we just found our color girl in the studio. Jessica, you and I are going to start announcing football games together.
Those
are monster drop-ins.
I love the name. Okay, go on.
Monster drop-in.
With your 12 o'clock games, Hootie and the Brofish scored 39. XTC put up 17. Gryffindor win as well with 35 over DMX, who scored 20. Buffalo Solar Solutions 30. Well, the Ultimate Warriors score 30. Nice draw right there. Third and Schlong 38. Indecent Exposure takes a loss with 9. Jabroni score 16, and the Practice Squad only put up 10. Those are your midday games.
I didn't know if Practice Squad were missing people, but now as I look down a couple, I'm thoroughly convinced that they did. They are not losing to Jabroni 16-10. They had to be missing half their team, and then we'll see it at 3 o'clock. They lost 41-6, so they had to have literally nobody.
They actually finished as the 7th seed.
Yeah, they were the runner-up in the D6 finals last year.
Yeah, I don't know how
No way.
They just had a really bad season.
That's not cool. I did get a Burr update really quick. Joey Badz is in Vegas right now. Tony played quarterback, had 5 touchdowns, 4 went to Burr. He had 3 picks. Gryffindor picked off the DMX quarterback 5 times.
Yeesh.
Including once by Glasses.
What?
Yes. Glasses made a pick. Glasses is making a strong push for D3 MVP.
Comeback player of the year.
Keep messing with Glasses. He got something for y'all.
Right now, comeback player of the year is going to be Katie Salisbury and Glasses. That's what we got so far for comeback player of the year.
Wow.
And I'll tell you guys a funny story. It never happened, but Glasses gets a little bit of grief from Gryffindor. He's a really nice guy, but you know they call him the weakest link. So Shintas kind of has a thing with Joey Badz, you know, like how some teams, Jabroni's nose, tight ends in motion, all that. So it's the same kind of thing. And Joey Badz is like, you know, he's not getting any time. You know, maybe we can trade him to Shintas near the end of the year. And we're
send
like,
him down to AAA.
Well, that's what I said. I said, is this JV football? I go, well, listen, I go, you know, we never want to, you know, it's not really affecting anything much. And I'm like, well, if he agrees to it, well, Glasses finds out about this where he could be a full-time player in D4 for Shintas. And he's like, no, you're not trading me. So he vetoed the trade.
Nice.
So he's back on Gryffindor.
He was not claimed on
waivers.
He's got
pride. Yeah.
There is a rumor circulating now, and I can't say who I heard from, that Tony might be your starting quarterback in round one of the Gryffindor playoff game.
Really?
Controversy. Yeah. Yeah, we might have no Joey Badz.
Why? Is hemorrhoids flaring up again?
Wow. I don't know. Well, he's in Vegas, so you know anything's possible right now. But, yeah, Joey might not be your quarterback.
Is there a fake pretend wrestlers conversation?
There just was a cruise.
Yeah, I where you were going, but you couldn't
They're in Saudi Arabia. They just did a cruise. Really Chris Jericho was in the Bahamas, but maybe.
Break the walls down. Yeah.
I actually had a friend that went on the Jericho cruise.
Seriously?
Yes. He was just sending pictures the whole time. Like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe somebody actually did that.
Not to ruin Joe K's day, your buddy's third and Schlong, 38, Indecent Exposure, 9. They are hot to trot right now.
That doesn't ruin my day at all. What are you talking about?
They have won 4 in a row. They're coming in hot. They're the number 3 seed in D4, and they have looked very good.
Katie's MVP.
That's good for them.
Definitely. Yep. I mean, Katie's I don't know MVP. If we'll see them on the 17th, but at least they got a game next.
And by the way, Chris Cole, you can comment on this. I think this thing with Senior and the elastic bands is catching on. Like before our game, I see Cole, and all of a sudden he's doing elastic stretches. I'm like, is this Senior thing catching on? I go, Chris Cole's doing it. Everybody's going to do it now.
I guess everybody.
So
over 40
elastic
has
bands,
to do
I guess,
it.
Is the thing now.
Over 40, huh?
Yeah. Bands are making.
Did you ever see Senior with the band? Literally, he does curls. He does 18 different exercises on the sidelines while they're waiting to play.
I have not seen him.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's spectacular.
It's spectacular.
It's everything that it needs to be.
Yes, it is. He does different exercises. He's always staying loose. So
he needs to be on the podcast.
He really does. He would be fun. He's got things to say.
He's a good dude.
Over 40, huh?
And our buddy's Hootie's 39 XTC 17.
I heard that, I didn't see it, but I heard that Molly Morgan went all Odell Beckham in that game. I heard that there was a ball that was going out of bounds, and she one-handed.
Stop it.
Snapped.
Stop
wait,
it.
I swear to God.
Stop boy, it. This writes itself.
I swear to God, there was a ball going out of bounds. Yeah, I know what I was saying. There was a ball going out of bounds, and Molly would not let a ball get by her, and she...
she had to get new gloves.
And she grabbed it, and she brought it in, and it was an incredible play.
Quick Molly Morgan story, and we'll get to this later. Do you know Coach Jay actually quarterbacked the Angels? Do you know, Emily was telling me that Coach Jay completely switched their defense? She's like, we love this defense. We run it now. They've got Molly Morgan in the middle.
Of course Coach Jay did, because he's Coach
they
Jay.
They threw 54 points on come from behind. Yep, and he goes, the girls were playing. And then it's funny, because at the end, they wanted one of the girls to quarterback, and he's like, Jay, we want to throw you a touchdown. He reprimanded her and says, we don't run up scores. He goes, I'm here to help you as a quarterback. Like, that's how cool Coach Jay is. He's like, we are not running up the score on come from behind. He wouldn't let him do it.
So when are we naming a trophy after him?
What's called most well-liked. you're going to see him receiving it at the banquet on January 11th, by the way, a segue to Adams Mark Hotel.
Is that official?
It is official. January 11th, Adam Mark Hotel downtown. And you will see Coach J at one point getting the most beloved TSLer award.
The Axel Neff award.
He's got to get it. Maybe we could bring Axel Neff back. And Axel Neff just hand it to him. Maybe we could Pauly J too. Have Axel and Pauly J hand the
hand
award
the mantle,
to J.
Hand the mantle down.
We'll put Tammy in there even though she's been there all season so she can just lose again.
Passing the matrix on.
Lenny, if you're going to do a trophy for that, I feel like since he's a coach... Supposed to most well like you get a pair of the 1970s gym coaches shorts.
Oh jeez! Wow,
the green ones with the yellow trim.
Yep. And the two
that are way too high.
Too tight, and a whistle. You get them bronzed, and you put them on a plaque.
Oh, that would be good.
And there is your jail.
Somehow I feel like you have a pair of those laying around.
He still has one now. Are you kidding? He probably wore them for Halloween.
Things kind of get spicy in the bedroom at the Cole household.
Poor 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock games. Racks and Sacks. 32. Hootie and the Brofish with 16. HK7 wins with 29. Sintas with 14. Steve's Cousins, 50 points. While the Toon Squad loses, only putting up 8. And the Bipolar Express with 37. Tight end zones lose with 35. Those are your 1 o'clock games.
All right, Jessica, what happened?
What happened, Jess?
Oh, man. We were down 29-10 at half.
Look at how she's glowing.
And...
Did Gordon give the speech?
No, Gordon
it was after half.
Did he give a half? Or did he give a
no,
halftime?
No, you guys
speech?
Were down 29-10 after halftime. Because Jeff and I were still watching in the second half, and we were like, you know what? This one kind of looks like it's over. Because the one kid who looks like thinner Kelvin Benjamin caught a ball. He was wide open.
Oh, my God.
And Gordon goes, way to high point the ball, asshole. And I was like, well, this is going to derail. Jeff need to go throw for our game. And all of a sudden, your girls come back, and you're just elated on this magical comeback. So please take us on this ride.
If Gordon did try to give you a speech, let's be honest, nobody would be able to understand his
but to his credit, and that's what everybody thinks, is that Gordon probably would have freaked out because we were losing so bad at halftime, right?
Gordon freaked out on the first play of the game.
Well, okay, that was directed at a ref, though. Everybody thinks that he's yelling
directed
at the girls.
Directed at a ref, it's okay.
No, he never yells at the girls.
He doesn't yell at
never
the girls.
He doesn't yell. Actually, he did.
For your sister
I'm throwing Gordon under the bus. He did give some girls a hard time, maybe one in particular. And I pointed out to him, I said, Gordon, you said this was going to be fun.
And he came
and
back.
He came back, and he's been cool ever since.
Did he change shirts? Upset. Which shirt was he
so
wearing when he did it?
He had the red shirt on. Because what happened was, I got hurt, and I had
Gordon
to leave.
Angry.
And I came back, because I went to get some water so I could take some ibuprofen for my little injury. And then I came back, and the red shirt's on. I'm like, oh, no.
My little injury.
My little injury.
But you just didn't keep walking.
I hate it when I tweak my labia.
So, all
right. But, okay, so we were down 29-10. I think it was 29-10 at the halftime. And he threw a pick on the first play of the next half.
He held it together.
But he,
bam, bam.
We won, so he, definitely held it together. We played great together. Everybody made awesome plays. Sarah, I'm sure she's not going to listen to this because she doesn't even know about the website yet. That's my fault because I brought her in the league. But she made this awesome play on defense, saved the game. And then, yeah, Meg came back.
Nice.
Did you guys rush the field? Like, was everybody going
with
crazy?
With no time left?
I mean, I don't even remember because there was
the
just so much elation. I don't even remember what happened, but...
It was at the end of the game, at least? Like, the last play you guys went on, or did you have to stop them again after you scored?
No, I think Gordon ran down the clock. He did the smart thing, ran down the clock, called a timeout, so that was the last play. Same thing we did in
yeah,
our...
Yeah, basically, yeah. Let's say history
D3 game.
Itself.
Yeah.
So that has awesome. To make you feel good. Now, the bad news is have to face the number one seed next week.
Yeah, that's okay.
Doesn't
Fine.
Matter. It's still one, and that's what truly matters.
We're getting things together, and... This is a fun team.
This is good.
Yes.
Wait.
It's who's on the team?
The number one seed is... it's Celino. Yeah. I'm going to go on the record and say they could beat Celino.
What?
I'm going to say that.
We actually played them tough the first time. And that was our first game or something.
And I knew
Celino
that.
Minus Baby Gronk?
With Baby Gronk.
Oh. I'll bet you $1 right now and give you 100-1 odds.
Bet it or forget it.
I'll bet you $1.
Fair enough. 100-1 odds. If I lose, I'll give you 100. If you win, you get. Or if
I have that bet as well, Len.
I'll bet you $1.
Yes, you both got that bet.
See
how I believe in you guys, Jess. I believe in you and
That's
Gordon
awesome.
And the girls.
I believe in you too. I'm making that bet. I also believe in Celino.
Do we have side odds on a Gordon meltdown?
Meltdown. He's probably texting me already. I hate you, Lenny. I can't believe you just said that. Bam, 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 bam. He's going to send me a red shirt in the mail.
He hasn't freaked out.
And a black rose.
Pictures of cave drawings.
Bullet Club games are different, but yeah. Bipolar Express games, he's been a good...
Did anybody see the Rags and Sacks game? Because Rags and Sacks is up 14-0. They lose to Eyes Downtown, whatever the score
was.
That
was really disappointing.
And then they beat Hootie?
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to T-Money after the game. Travis came up to the bar, was pretty despondent.
But the Eyes Downtown loss?
Yeah, said they were up 14-0.
Yeah.
Said they came right down the field and scored, had a chance to answer... missed on 5th and 6-0 from inside the 5. Eyes Downtown went, hit a big play, and they said they never got up off the deck.
That sucks.
Four scores to none in that, well, the continuation of second.
Yeah, that sucks.
So they just got slapped.
I'm curious to see where they go. Like, do they just water it down and go to D2? Do they revamp and stay in D1? Like, I'm curious to see where they go. I'm curious to see what happens to D1,
if,
period.
If Rax and Sacks gets a quarterback that shows up every week, mm-hmm. and it could be Dave, it could be whomever it is, Radon, Travis plays, whatever. If they get one guy that can stay there and play, they've got talent to compete. Mm-hmm. And not just, like, be a bottom feeder, but make noise in D1. There's talent everywhere there. They
Agreed.
Just need somebody to show up every week.
You know what I don't get? One thing I don't get, though, and Travis, because I've had that conversation as well with Travis, and I always get, well, you see this, what do you do? And I'll say, well, I would do this. He goes, yeah, I would too. And then, like, I always, and I never ask him this, but I go, but, well, then why didn't you? Like, why do they never do it?
I think if you watch a game with Rex and Sacks playing, when things are going bad and they're not communicating, Travis gets flustered.
Yeah, he does.
Immediately gets flustered. And once he's flustered, that's it. He's not coming back down from being flustered. Or at least if he were to come back down, you got to have somebody that can bring him down. There's nobody on that team that brings him back down. So he's flustered. And then, you know, obviously if the Paganos get flustered, they're flustered.
I mean,
if the Paganos get flustered, they're looking to knock you the...
Yeah, so you can't get them flustered, and then it's just kind of a snowball
effect.
Yeah,
but I mean, there's just some people that you just can't bring down once they
switch. It's yeah, random, yeah. So I think that's a lot of it. I don't think he can... And, hey, there's a lot of us like that in the game, like, yeah, watching a game, you're fine, you're calm, you're like, oh, do this, that, or whatever. But in the game, you just don't think of it. You just can't do it.
HK7 or Shintaz, I think they took the number 2 seed. And,
no, I think they're the top seed, actually.
They're 2, Puckett.
Oh, yeah, you're
Puckett's,
right.
Puckett's just rolling.
No, sir, you were wrong.
Puckett All-Stars is the number 1 seed in D4.
Not according to the schedule Topper sent out.
Yeah, that's wrong. Okay. Yeah, they might have moved the game. Puckett All-Stars, I think, are 6-1 or 7-1. They might have missed the game. There's no doubt in my mind Puckett All-Stars have one loss. HK7, 6-2, I believe, and Puckett's 7-1, I think.
Yeah.
Am I right?
No, you're right. I just don't know why the schedule's weird.
Yeah, you know why? Because if there was a girl game or something, or
right.
Topper every now and again moves them for that reason.
That's fair.
You never know.
Got it.
But yeah, they're really good. And the poor Toon Squad, I hope they stay.
Yeah, no, they were nice people.
Yeah, they were really nice. And I always tell people, like, and you've heard me say this a million times, don't lose faith in the
process.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go down to start at D6. you got a great quarterback. You got good people there. Start in six. Get yourself better. Get yourself better. And then all of a sudden, you take
It'll
off.
Click. It'll click.
It will click eventually. Look at Slytherin in the end zone. That's a perfect example. 2 years, they were dreadful. Yeah. I got news for you. I talked to a couple people on Saturday that said, you know what? If I was Gryffindor, I'd be scared right now because that's a team you don't want to play in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there they are, season three. They're starting to get it now.
Yep.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock games. Bullet Club with the win, 33. Sticky Bandits put up 31. Bucket All-Stars, 44. No punt intended. Takes a loss. Scoring 6. Hung Buffalo. They win with 28. And Maddie's Angels wins as well with 28. That's a tie. Two winners. Side by side. All We Do Is Quinn, 29, and Come From Behind with 22. Those are your 2 o'clock games.
Well, Joseph K., you guys got lucky. I did not see 6 cardboard cutout Dave Bakers.
That's not our fault.
I saw 2 in a corner somewhere, and I think that had a little bit to do with the game. So what happened?
Cardboard melts in the rain. But,
no,
I'm kidding. But it was our typical game against Sticky. Honestly, actually, I give props to Jeff Kroll. Apparently, he has this master Excel spreadsheet for every game Sticky's ever played against every team ever. I didn't believe him, but he sent me the screenshot. He walked up and he's like, well, you know, we're 14-5 against you guys' career. I'm like, how? We didn't even play that many games. But he was talking about with like when we were Sweet and Sour and stuff.
Okay.
And I didn't believe him, but he actually sent me the screenshot of every game from like 2012.
Like what else? What do they do?
He has the session and which league we played them in, because we used to play them in Game On before we came over to Toppers. And like, I don't know, he might have like the temperature.
Do they take notes?
But yeah, he's got the score. He has the score.
Quarterback tips
the
his throws, keys on his receiver,
wind really direction.
But we just came out and we play well when we're not screaming at each other, and that's basically what happened. For the most part, we listened. We had a couple of defensive miscues, and
oh, fuck the bullshit. Let's get to it. Just caught the game-winning touchdown. Glossing over it.
Ramirez, but we had to get to that point.
That shit was awesome, man.
I was building it up because usually we're the ones that score too early and then end up having them beat us on the last play of the game. Like one of the last games we played Sticky, the same thing happened. Just Dave Baker, who wasn't a cardboard cutout at that time, scored the touchdown on the last play of the game. And this time we walked down and we counted the clock down as, what, like 1 second left, took the timeout. And
the thing that makes it awesome from a viewer's point of view is, so it was dramatic that you guys went down and tied it, right? So then you tie it. No time left on the clock. Well, not tie it. Did you get down there? Man, my bad. That you got down there. Gordon walks over. 1 second left. I'm like, oh, this is 6 down. 1 second left. Last game of the season. Oh, this can't get any better.
Can't hold anything
back. And I'm like, oh, they're just going to, you know, go for the tie. And Jeff throws it. Jess dives and twists and catches it. And I literally yelled, oh, they caught game, bitches.
No.
They didn't call it tie. They called game. And
now was
Jess,
the play,
that shit was
was
dope.
Yes, was the play.
That shit was, look at her eyes right now.
Exhilarating.
Look at how her. Oh,
she was
so much life in her.
She
eyes.
She got up and yelled at Jeff immediately for throwing it behind her too.
Like, you could have made that a little easier on me.
But so that's why it was so awesome, because she would not allow it to. She did not allow them to lose.
She held onto the ball during all the handshakes too. She wouldn't let it go. For a second. It was great. She was pumped.
I had so much adrenaline going through me at that point.
That's why we play the games, folks.
It was fun, and I was really worried because we ran the play before.
It was sort of the same play.
It was the exact same play.
Yeah, and he missed you completely.
He threw it behind you the first time.
Right.
And airmailed it behind you from 4 yards away, which was impressive.
And, like, usually when you run the play and, like, it doesn't – or it works, but it doesn't work, and you're like, all right, let's just run the same play, usually it doesn't work the second time. Like, I can't even tell you how many times it doesn't work out. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to throw it to me again.
There it is. Had to do the reach back, grab. It was an awesome
catch. I wish I could have seen me do it because it was really cool.
It looked great.
I got to see it. It was impressive. We all threw our hands up.
Yay.
We were pretty happy. I was happy, on a personal note, to watch Jeff Easton come through in the clutch.
Yeah.
Because usually he gags on it like an eggplant emoji.
Oh, no, wow. Come on.
Wow. Like,
Jeff, deep you're good. Throat, don't
like
worry
deep
about
deep
it.
Deep down there.
He's
cuts
not
off,
listening to this.
Cuts off the air. So it was good to watch him go all the way down the field, take what the defense gave him, plot down, and then bury one on 6 down to win.
And right. I will note that this was on field 1. So we
the
had
slop
some
fest.
We had some. Yeah, it was
yeah, it
very
was.
Sloppy.
It was a mess.
But we had two noticeable hecklers on the sideline.
What? Hecklers.
Hecklers. I don't have Tommy yelling a bunch of shit.
A little bit.
I'm sorry, heckler? What?
Heckling our Gary Swag.
I don't know what you're talking about.
On our team. It maybe got, I'm not going to say this, maybe got into his head a little bit.
Waldorf and Statler were on the sidelines.
That's awesome when he does that, by the way. Hughes is like the funniest heckler in the league, bar none.
Oh, he loves it. He's so good. He loves it. That's his favorite thing to do on Saturdays. Yeah, heckling. Course. He's not drinking. Heckling.
Did anyone see All We Do Is
Lenny,
Quinn?
What, did you notice? Did you notice something?
I saw them afterwards. I didn't see the game.
Did you see how happy Jess was to say, and we were on field one? I mean, it's been about 8 sessions since she's been there, so to come back.
That's bullshit.
Were
we've
you
been
lost?
On field one like 4 times.
I mean, we left a trail of breadcrumbs for you. And you made it back.
Sometimes it's people get older.
Love you, Jess.
I have to apologize for the no pun intended game. That was my fault.
Uh-oh. How was it your fault?
Because Kyle couldn't make it, so he asked me to quarterback for them.
Oh, that's the team you're throwing for? We saw you throwing.
It was bad. But so I'll admit this now. I didn't want to admit it then because I have, you know, try to be prideful.
That you're not a quarterback?
It wasn't just that. So, like, on, like, the second series that we were playing, because they were like, I thought I was just going to quarterback. But they were like, no, we don't have enough people. You got to play defense, too. And I had been running around earlier, and I thought I was fine. I didn't do any stretching, any warming up. I basically strained my calves.
Oh, my God.
So I couldn't really run after that. But I was trying to play it off. I tried to be a tough guy.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to still play defense. Nobody's going to beat me. And no.
No.
No, I couldn't plant
top speed.
Plus, that team's really good.
I couldn't plant my feet. I couldn't do anything. So I felt terrible. They were like, they were really like, thank you, Ramir. But I was like, I fucking suck. This is really bad.
This is on me.
Yeah, this is all on me.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. I'll be back in the spring. Kyle will be back.
I felt really bad. Yeah. And they're really nice and cool. But I felt bad.
Good team. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock games. Sticky Bandits. 24, Slither in the end zone, 24. Tie game right there.
A lot of ties.
Third and Schlong, 47, no punt intended, 27. Maddie's Angels finally wins with 54. Come from behind with 28. Salido Sewer Rats, 25 on the W. McKenzie Agency with 16. And the tight end zone, score 41. Practice squad take that final loss right there with 6. Those are your 3 p.m. games.
So McKenzie struggled a little bit to score, but Salino's really good, aren't they?
So at the beginning of the game, some of the guys on McKenzie thought that Salino had brought in ringers. And I'll give them credit. I walked up to them, and they, unlike teams who have been accused of that, they didn't get super defensive. They just were like, no. They talked about the games they were there for and said you can check everything or whatever. They were really cool about it. I might be wrong, but I think they scored all 25 of their points in the first half.
Oh, wow.
So we were down like 25 to zip, and then we scored, you know, twice in the second half, and, you know, they just held on. They're a good squad. You know, good squad, cool people. I don't know her name, but the redhead on that team
is really good.
Oh, she's really,
yes, she
really
is.
Good.
Yep.
Like, she's like,
I forget her name too.
Diamond in the
exactly
rough.
Who you're
like, people
about.
Don't talk about her, but she's really, really
very
good.
Very good.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I just like that we came back, that we fought, and that typically they fight. You know, no, it's just, you know, sometimes, you know, Prim gets emotional and, you know, Matt gets a little emotional, but they didn't do that. They stuck together. They made a valiant effort, and we almost came back, but we didn't. So I feel optimistic about going into the playoffs.
Good. At least you can hopefully get another shot at them.
Yeah, I hope that we do. But no, actually, I don't hope that we don't, because I hope that the Bipolar Express takes them to the cleaners.
Everybody does. That'd be so much fun.
It was nice to see Paul Lovello come back for the stretch run. Unfortunately, I think Paul Lovello literally threw 5 interceptions on Saturday. That he had a tough day at the office.
Somebody,
I think he threw Katie Salisbury 2 pick 8s.
Somebody asked me. I felt bad saying this too. They were like, didn't he used to be good? I was like, ooh.
He hasn't played in a while. And sometimes you get in the cold weather and you haven't played in a while, you're out of rhythm. I saw him and I'm like, oh, they're going for the playoff run. They got Paul back. And then he started throwing those picks and I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't say this in the game before, but Katie Sellersberg, 2 pick-8s in that game. Did you see the catch she made on Emily Schilling in the Home Buffalo game?
No.
Oh. Nope. So Emily Schilling is good. Girl
really
can
good.
Run.
Yeah.
She ends up, her and Val Testa were nice enough to sub. We had a last minute cancellation. They subbed for Hung Buffalo at our request. Thank you both. And Emily is heads up with Katie Salisbury, who just took her to the house and topper. Just literally closed his eyes and heaved it. And it went about 25, 30 yards, hit her in stride right over the top of Emily. She caught it and like literally flipped into the air and landed. And we're like, holy shit, she caught the ball.
Katie.
She's scary.
She's so good.
You
dude,
can't
good.
Allow Katie to touch a ball. She's going to catch it.
She's filthy. I talked to her about it because we played and I played with her on Tuesday when we did the whole secret practice thing with tight ends that I'm, you know, infiltrating at, like Lenny told me to. And Katie showed up and I hadn't seen her since the game where she got hurt because she was playing on our indoor team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are you ready to do this? And she's like, yeah, I want to play. Like, so she played and there was a couple times on the turf that like you could tell maybe she was scared of getting hurt again and like started like being like, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing all this stuff on the field. I go, are you ready to do this? Because you didn't look super together on Tuesday. She's like, yeah, I'm at like 80%. I'm like, okay, well, your 80% is a lot better than some people's 110.
Yeah, wow. Seriously.
So she's like, yeah, I just wanted to play. Like, I don't care. I'm like, all right, good luck out there, champ.
She's so quiet and unassuming, too.
She did.
She's so nice.
She came back just in time to be put on the cannot sub for anybody in the playoffs list.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that one, and I'm like, time. I was calling Ramir and I were talking, like, time to make the list.
I love that list. That's my favorite
it's
list.
Like, nope, not that one.
I'm like, here we go. Katie Salisbury's going to be on every roster. No, she's not.
No, she's not.
And by the way, on Thursday, I'm getting a 1,000-word essay from Katie Keller on issues with she has with the sub rule. She's got some suggestions.
She
so,
was really upset.
She was
Saturday because she's like, "It's unfair! You're targeting me!" And I was like,
"Yeah, because everybody else is targeting you to play for them."
I was like, "Hey, you're really good. Take the compliment."
She's got to write an essay. She's writing an essay by Thursday.
Katie Keller, aka Satan's little helper, aka she who lies with the devil.
Well, we got some time, so what we're going to do right now is we're gonna tell you each division. We'll tell you the playoff races. We'll do a quick recap or what we think is going to happen. And without further ado, let's go.
Wait, wasn't there an ace game at 10 o'clock?
Well, it was a forfeit, so we didn't put it in there. I only had lines for one page. I didn't want to make this a second pager.
That's cool.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's
so Vandalay played Topper, and Vandalay didn't have enough people, and the guy came late, so Topper forfeited, and then they played the game, and Topper crushed Ace, but Ace backed into the playoffs. Yay, Ace.
Topper forfeited.
Well,
do we get to kick him out of the league as commissioner now?
He is. He was sending a message to Dave Walter.
He was sending him. He did that on purpose. He goes, Len, we could have played and waited because I knew he was coming. He goes, but quite frankly, I'm sick of bailing them out, so I forfeit.
Yeah, because I looked at Topper. Tupper, I'm here anyway. I'm on the USL. Just like, I could have played. We'd have been fine. He's like, nope.
He goes, I'm done with this.
I'm making a point of this.
The
yeah.
USL.
So,
good
for him.
I love it.
So D6 playoffs. We got week one.
D6, week one, Salino Zurats in first place taken on Bipolar Express.
Choo-choo.
Peachy Platoon is going to be facing practice squad McKenzie Agency going head-to-head with tight end zones. And Jabronis will be facing the Passless Chaps. Those are your D6 games.
I know there's a lot of ifs and buts and cherries and nuts, but I am telling you right now, if practice squad comes to the field as good as Peachy Platoon is with everyone they have, I guarantee you it'll be a game within a touchdown. Guarantee it.
That would be the best.
If Renee Lance shows up and that Jamie shows up and their quarterback shows, I'm telling you, they played them pretty much at full speed. I want to say in week 5 or 6, it was 30-30 at the half. Practice squad went freaking punch for punch with Peachy Platoon. So they can play, but is everybody going to come? So I honestly don't know.
That's what matters the most.
But if they don't, they're done like dinner. But if they do, look out. Look out. Tight end zones, there's no way.
Yeah, I think that's the only one that I'm looking at that I'm not sure is like the only one that might be quote-unquote a sure thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's a sure thing.
I don't think McKenzie should blow that. But, Ramir, were you already on the roster when you guys played them the last time?
Yeah.
So how did it go?
We beat them.
Yeah, they can't score.
Like, pretty easy? Or?
They're bad on offense.
Yeah, they're bad on offense. I'm not talking any crap about it, but
no,
yeah,
I'm not trying.
Lenny's right. They're bad on
that's
offense.
That's fine. They've only been around for
the coin flip, and I know the 4 and 5 is supposed to be the game of the day in each division, but that's a coin flip right there. If you ask me, Jabroni's that could go either way.
Go Passless.
Yeah. Pass the Chaps isn't that bad. I know when they just got smoked because they're on their like fourth string quarterback or something, and then they didn't have anybody, which is another thing where it's like, if you're only going to have like three or four people, just ask somebody to play. Like, that's why we have this up.
Morningwood, wink, wink.
Yeah, don't go through, like, just don't go through killing yourself. Like, have somebody to play and, like, make it easier on yourselves, you know?
Yeah, Brian Ferger plays in your division. He's a good quarterback for McKenzie Agency. He's a USL quarterback for D6.
Yeah, you could use him.
You could use him.
You could.
Boom, done.
He's a good dude, so.
Yeah, so, and then Jabron, like, we got them all. So, D5, what do we think?
D5. There's some games. And first we'll begin with the champion, the top of the heap right here, the one to beat. All we do is Quinn. Number one is going to be facing UFO. Maddie's Angels is going to be facing Witters and the Cunning Stunts, taking on Hope and Ruin. Hung Buffalo will be facing Ace, and those are your D5 games.
You know, we went somewhere else. Ramirez, I know you know these guys. Was that All We Do Is Quinn this week? Because I saw the team against Come From Behind. I wasn't very impressed. They had to be missing people.
Yeah, I think they were.
Okay.
But,
because I'm like, this is not a team that is 6-1 or whatever, killing people. This team is, they had to be missing people.
I think they were, but I'm always going to be a huge All We Do Is Quinn fan. Mm. I just like that team. Yeah. I like everybody on that team. They just have fun, and they have, like, their quadruple set of girls are, like, I'm not going to say they're the best four set of girls in the league, but they're damn near up there.
Yep.
They're really, really
it
good.
It might not matter, but I can tell you this. I already know this for a fact. They're missing two of their girls this Saturday.
Because
All We Do Is Quinn. They actually asked a sub request already. So but I don't know if that helps or hurts.
I don't think that'll hurt them against UFO, not to be too shitty about it. But
they made it. I mean, they beat Hope and Ruin. They shocked them on Tuesday night.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, anything can happen.
On Tuesday, by the way.
That was pretty cool. I keep looking at Hope and Ruin going, if I'm going to pick an upset, they beat them in the regular season on the last play.
Mm-hmm.
There they are again. Cunning Stunts, bad weather.
Who's
Joey
quarterbacking for Cunning Stunts?
Joey Batts.
It is Joey?
Yeah, he'll be there.
Okay. I'm going with Cunning Stunts.
I think I'm going chalk for this division for the first round. I just think the top four seeds are going to win.
Really?
Just so that way, we can finally get our Angel Stunts game like we all want.
A friend of ours who plays on Witters told me the last time they played, if we get them again, he goes, it was a close game. I'm just saying, beware when somebody gets excited for a game and they're sitting in a dark room trying to figure out how to beat another team.
Listen,
it might be closer than
I think. So I'll tell you something. I know all those jokers.
Yeah,
all
that's
of them,
right.
Top
you sure
to bottom,
do.
Right? And I will put this out there, and I hope they hear it. They don't have a prayer.
That's why I'm
beating them.
That's
not
why I laughed.
A prayer.
That's why I laughed. I
love because as soon as they start getting their handed to them, you're going to watch an implosion bigger than the Death Star. It's going to go, like, it's literally break out your phones, start recording, because it's going to go viral. Just watch the implosion. Watch all these people in fight. Oh, get your popcorn ready.
I saw them play.
The only thing you have to worry about, though, is, like, especially with a girls' team, are any of them playing at the same time as their other teams?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, no. We did it purposely all at 1 o'clock.
That's good. Yeah.
I saw them play, and they were playing, I think they were playing the Angels when they lost, and I saw a little of the game, and I couldn't get over the fact, it's the number two girl gets run over. This one, it was their guy corner that was getting literally run over.
So that would either be Kellen or Samarco.
It was a heavier set guy.
Shorter?
He was getting killed. Yeah.
He was getting killed. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God, if Katie Salisbury ends up on him, it is party over.
Barbecue chicken.
She's gonna slap him.
Barbecue chicken.
To quote the NBA TNT show, barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken.
And barbecue Ace chicken. Is the five seed, and Ace backed into the... I've never seen a team... I've seen teams back into the playoffs. I've never seen a team back into the number five seed.
Yeah,
but Ace did it. I don't know either. Honestly, Jessica, I have no answer for you. I don't know.
To quote Lenny, every year at playoff time, like, Topper has a computer that just kind of sets out where people are supposed to be, and he doesn't know how it works.
Topper and I have this joke. We always say, like, we don't know how we get there, but when you open up the website, it works. That's all we know.
That's all it needs.
There's an algorithm and you just got
to
know. We can't tell you how we get there, but that's how we get there. But it works. But they beat Hung Buffalo is all I'm going to say.
Can we have a set rule for Hung Buffalo? Every time they bitch at a ref or bitch at their team, you take away a point. I think that's the only chance Ace has.
Can a team have negative?
They
anything's
would get
possible.
It. They would earn
TSL.
It.
T4.
They are the grumpiest bunch of curmudgeons.
Curmudgeons.
I'm old. I'm like 40.
D4 games. Pocket All-Stars is going to be facing Indecent Exposure. HK7 taking on Steve's Cousins. Third and Schlong facing Quintas.
How the frig do you say it?
Chindos.
Whatever it may be. And Chindos. Buffalo Solar Chindos. Solutions taking on the Ultimate Warriors. Those are your D4 games.
If you, my opinion, a game of the day league-wide is Buffalo Solar Solutions against Ultimate Warriors. Yeah. They actually played this year 30-30.
Yeah, wasn't it
last week?
Wasn't it this week?
Yeah, and they're both hot. Solar, I think, was like 5-3 or 6. They had, I think, it was 5-3. They had a big hot down the stretch.
Yeah, man.
And Ultimate Warriors played terrible for like 3-4 games in a row, but they won their first 3 or 4. Then they lost but then they won.
But they played terrible last session as the Shredders.
Yeah, then they won.
They won everything. So.
Yeah, so it's definitely 1-2. There's no way those teams are losing.
What
no way.
Isn't Indecent Exposure better than this? Like, what
happened? I honestly don't know. I haven't seen them much of them at all.
Apparently nobody
is. I think it's what keeps happening everywhere else. Like Jeff Kroll said this best from Sticky Bandits. He goes, here's what happened in D3. He goes, in a nutshell, he goes, we are the same freaking team, but Bullet Club, Morningwood, ANA, they all stacked their rosters, and now they're way up here, and he goes, we're down here.
I think that's Dave Baker.
Yes, I think that's what happened in D4. Like, just these teams get. I see some new people on Third and Schlong. HK7 is a very good team, and Emily Schilling's getting really good.
When I look at this entire playoff run for D4, I don't have any team that I'm cheering for. Not a single team.
I'm
cheering for Third and Schlong.
Me too.
I have people on teams that I'm cheering for, but not entire teams. Like, what? I can name some people on Third and Schlong. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, Katie and her father, I'd definitely cheer for them, but not the whole team.
I think this is the one division I don't know a single.
You know, like, Emily, and you know Katie Keller, right?
Yeah, who do they play for?
So Emily plays for HK7, and Katie plays for Third and Schlong.
Really?
That's the entire Keller clan.
That's a Keller family team.
I'm hoping Third and Schlong just obliterates D4 and comes up, and I hope Bullet Club loses like 56-0 and stays in D3. So that way Third and Schlong plays Bullet Club, and they're going to play in week one on field one.
Oh, hey! Here's my question. You know how you said that teams loaded their roster?
Yes.
I mean, Jesus, if I loaded my roster and I finished as the 5 seed in division.
Oh, shit. But they didn't have Zach Newberry, that's why.
It's pretty funny. Maybe, to be fair.
I'm talking about Bullet Club.
To be fair, though.
Maybe I missed with what I was loading in my gun.
I'm just going to throw this out there. You can't win teams with this quote-unquote stacked roster if your fucking roster doesn't show up.
Should we do D3?
And honestly, I maintain that God is mad at Bullet Club, and that's why they're losing, because karma's a bitch.
Is Lenny's name God?
No. Son of a bitch. Karma's getting back at you.
But the stacked team was last session.
I know,
it's
not even this session.
Jess, are you on the team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about it right now. D3.
Jess has been on that team for 42 years.
D3 games. One top or too many is going to be facing Sticky Bandits. Gryffindor. Facing Slytherin, the end zone. ANA taking on Morningwood, and DMX is going to face some team.
Yep. So I will say that for this entire division, I can see any team winning any game.
Not at all.
No way.
No.
This is
Morningwood 6?
This is one topper too many versus ANA all the way. This has legacy game, legacy championship. Written all
I don't care
over it.
What you say. If Sticky Bandits all ended up beating Topper in the wind and rain, Topper as a 1 seed always performs very
poorly in playoffs.
Are you saying Topper has performance issues?
Yeah, obviously. Look at him.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
I'm going Gryffindor ANA. I'm definitely going Gryffindor ANA.
But wait, didn't Sticky like lose some people? Because I feel like
they lost Dave Baker. They lost one Dave Baker, but got six cardboard cutout Dave Bakers.
Well, I feel like there was some speed on their team that they don't
Dave
have
Baker.
Anymore.
It was Dave
Baker. So smart.
They had Raj, too.
Yeah, I mean, Raj. Raj is fast.
Well, he's all right, though. He's more
the rise of Raj.
He broke his foot.
He caught like every ball against us when I remember him playing.
You were drunk.
DMX was exposed. I think Bullet Club's going to win that game. I don't even know what to tell you anymore about
Morningwood. You're doing your Lenny reverse
jinx. Are you trusting Jeff Easton in the playoffs?
I am, because I'm not trusting DMX after last week.
Oh, no, he wasn't there. Shit.
Yeah, try again.
Crap. Well, Travis or QB only.
Morningwood against ANA, that's the game I'm watching, because I don't know, like, does Morningwood finally come with everybody? But
hey,
the quarterback's been missing.
Parker was back.
Okay, good.
She's back from surgery.
But your quarterback can't not show up for 6 weeks and then just show up and win the game. Like, he's not that good.
Or
like,
can
he's good,
he?
But, well, we'll find out.
playing quarterback in his place, though?
Dave. And that's not working.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You not only get a different quarterback, but you also get Dave back.
Yes, you do.
Dave wasn't playing quarterback.
Dave played a quarterback like three of those games.
No, I think
Russ.
Russ threw.
Yeah, because Dave played like 3 games and literally quit.
I know, I was part of that game.
Yeah,
that was for something else.
And be honest.
Wait, they could beat A. Well, maybe they could.
Is Joey Batts going to be available to quarterback for another team that week?
Oh, snap. He might. He's not playing quarterback from Gryffindor, from what I hear.
Wow.
And let's be honest, everybody in this room's got to be thinking this. Sticky Bandits could be upsetting Topper. We're all thinking it.
No, we're not all thinking that.
No, come on. Don't have faith in Topper. It's going to snow. That's bad. Worse weather than it was this week.
Is it really going to snow?
If there's a 3-mile-an-hour wind, there's no way Sticky Bandits wins.
Yeah.
Because.
Wait a minute.
Topper, known for his arm strength.
Do you want to talk about arm strength in that game?
I watched. Don't worry.
Chris Cole picking up more fans.
I mean, I know I didn't talk shit about the guy in front of his dad, but there's an unnamed quarterback that can't throw from midfield into the end zone.
I love Alex, but he threw like 3 deep balls and we picked them all off.
Yeah, well.
Well, they didn't get too deep.
We picked one.
No, we picked off the one in the end zone on the I feel like a 2-point conversion.
This is the division where the best games are, like
it's
all
be great
four,
from
like
top
all
five.
Those games yeah. top to I agree with you. Like yeah. Slytherin in the end zone is going to give Gryffindor a game. Morningwood could beat A&A. In a DMX Bullet Club should be a war, and then Sticky Bandits, you never know what's going to happen. They might all just start running the ball.
Those could be some really fun games.
The nerd in me loves Gryffindor versus Slytherin.
Nice.
Oh my god, I didn't even realize that. That's amazing.
But they can't play football. They must turn that game into a Quidditch match.
Yeah.
I want to see brooms and big balls and Gryffindor!
Somebody tiny and fast will make them the snitch. It'll be Molly. We'll call her.
No, it'll
snitch.
Be glasses. Come on.
Oh!
Joe,
did you just hear that? Did you just miss that?
Necessary.
Oh my god.
Wow. That was funny. I don't feel bad about it.
you feel bad or else you wouldn't say you don't feel
going
bad.
Going to hell.
Wow. That just happened.
That was so funny.
You just became Katie Keller's love slave.
Wow.
Oh god.
Bad joke.
Holy
bad
joke. Jesus. Oh my god. I'm blushing.
I don't know if I can continue. Shit. Okay.
Love you.
Oh.
The football Saturday.
Skipping right over D2, going straight to D1.
D2.
We're going to talk about D2.
Eyes Downtown. This is going to be facing XTC. Margaret E. Mayers taking out Racks and Sacks and Tight Ends in Motion. We'll face Hootie and the Brofish. There is not a number one seed.
There is one.
There's not. Well, there is. They're off.
They're just off.
Unfortunately, the number eight seed is left.
The number eight seed was so scared. So scared when they saw who they had to play. They decided not to show up.
Well, they saw
actually, they quit.
No, they heard Public Enemy are all scumbags and vile people that should all be in jail, so they're like, we're having none of this.
They just wanted to survive.
We're not playing football, those people.
Nobody wants to play Prison Riot. That's going to be our name next year.
Prison Riot.
Shanks and Hoes.
The first two games, once again, I'd be in literal shock if one team that's playing XTC wins or loses, or if Marketing Mayors, they're not going to lose to Raxus X. There's no way. I heard, now this is just what I'm hearing, Tight Ends in Motion is going to be struggling this week with some roster people, and I heard Hootie could be having some roster issues too, so this could be the battle of the subs.
So I'll tell you something on that take. Mm. If Racks and Sacks shows up with everybody, that's going to be a game. That's going to be a game that's going to come down to the last 6 minutes. I guarantee, if they show up
surprised.
With their full squad.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I won't be surprised, because I feel like there are enough athletes on Racks and Sacks, if they're used right, that they're going to give Mayors some fits. I really believe that. If they show up with everybody, that game is going to come down about the last 6 minutes, and it's just going to become about execution. Are they going to throw, you know, can anybody get up with Andy, or are they going to throw jump balls near Andy when they're trying to score?
Radon can jump, so that'll be a little interesting.
Okay, yeah, he can jump, but he's not Vinsanity.
No.
He's not Andy Smith.
No.
You can get up, and then there's Andy. So while you think you're in the air, and then you look up, and Andy's balls are resting on your chin...
Pretty much.
You'll figure out that you can't jump.
Ah.
So wait, are all these games at the same time?
No, they're all... I just did them per 1-8, 2-7, 3-6. Like, they're
at seeding.
10, 11, 12, and 1. Yeah.
Except for D5.
They're all spread
D5
out.
D5 plays all at 2 o'clock.
Yes, because of the girls, so... We'll find out. We'll tell your game. As we always do, Ramir, we'll start with you. LVPs, MVPs for Saturday. What do you got?
LVP, Bobby.
Ooh,
not even close.
So quick.
Not even close.
Stole Lenny's.
No, I actually have somebody else.
Ooh.
Not even
shockingly.
Close.
Shockingly.
It's going to be me.
MVP?
Jess. Jess McCann. Yeah.
Yay, Jess. Oh, first ever MVP. Way to go.
That was phenomenal. I can't help but give it to her.
Jess, LVP, MVP. You can give Ramir an MVP.
Sweet.
Return the favor.
I didn't do anything.
It's like liking each other's Facebook status. Get out of here.
I love her Facebook status. That's a difference. I hit the love button.
I have no idea. My MVP would be split between Meg and Sarah. You're talking about this past week, right?
Yes.
Drunk Dork.
At football, yeah. Where you were Saturday.
Meg and Sarah.
Yes. We're talking about the game still.
Okay.
Yeah.
LVP, I don't know. I'm not mean like that.
It's not being mean.
It's not what I heard.
Yes, you are. You're female.
All right, you can pass. We'll come back to you.
Yeah,
Christopher, LVP, MVP. You can pass. It's like a game show.
Pass.
She can phone a friend if she still can't think
of
one.
It's bad radio if it's just dead static.
Right?
Call Joe K if you need one.
All right, so this is very simple. My LVP is if you send the league an email.
How many emails?
And you are completely off base in your own delusional world, you need to go somewhere, put your head in the sand, and don't come up for air. Oh, that'd be, what is Bobby? Yep. You put it on a tee, I ain't going to miss it. And my MVP, I'm pained to say this. I got a co-MVP. First off, Jeff Easton getting rid of some performance issues coming through in the clutch. I haven't seen that since he used to play for Loose Piggy when he was lights out.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
What is Loose Piggy?
The days and, we instantly forgot.
I know. And in a small little side, it kills me, but the kid called a shot. Tommy Hughes came in and said, I'm going to play defense. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to put my stamp on a game.
And he did.
And one-handed layout pick.
That was awesome.
The only stop in a game. I mean, what more can you say?
It was awesome. Joseph K., LVP, MVP.
My LVP will just be real quick. It's the 100 people who tried to switch their games after Topper already made the schedule.
Oh, my God. What a headache.
I'm sorry, but it does suck that we lost a week of games, and then Topper had to figure out what games were important enough to actually have to play. So he finally gets it set. Ramir gets the ref sets, and then two or three people just keep switching game times. And, hey, can we get a player so we can play at 1 instead of 3? We can do this now? We can do...
I told Lenny, you know, like if you go on Microsoft Word and you make changes to
yes.
like documents, it saves like the history of that.
Yes.
At 12 revisions.
This is banana. Like they
after the initial.
Put it on the site.
You know what? I might send
that. That would be amazing.
It's unbelievable.
This week caused Topper to pull his hair out, and he did not like the league because of it. And remember that he
that's
doesn't.
That's what happened to his hair.
Remember, he doesn't have to do
no,
this.
No, that was going a long time ago.
You know, seriously, though, but Topper doesn't like have to do this. He chooses to do it, and don't take that much advantage of it. Like, just play when you say you're going to play, especially in like in a pressure-packed week that we're trying to get as many games in as possible.
No, he has to. I mean, every team in this league pays what, $1,000, $1,500 to play? Like,
right,
we own here,
but
he
here's your schedule, $1,000 or $1,500.
Yeah, right, that's where a team plays, right? This is a professional.
I understand that Public Enemy has no clue what the team fee should be, so that's cool.
We spend
not that bad.
We spend our team fee about fivefold at the bar. So
we, quote unquote, we.
Okay, I do, and others do. But no, I thought this is a professional league, and you just get requests and whatever you want, and you get right.
Yeah,
no,
you do it.
No, it's not. No. Oh,
turns out it's just amateur, and then you
amateur hour.
Yeah, all of us, honestly, except for drinking, we're pros. And then for MVP, well, first off, the people who played on Tuesday, like, to actually help that out, that was pretty cool. Then.
Yeah.
But the MVP is whoever spun the wheel to get shots for everyone.
Yeah, that's Mark.
Good job, Mark.
From UFO.
Mark from UFO. MVP for you, and I didn't think I'd be saying that this season. But congrats to you for getting shots for everybody, because that's honestly the best spot. And Topper posted a picture of the receipt on Facebook.
I saw that. Yeah.
It's hilarious. And I'm like,
we were laughing when she gave us the tab, because it, like, and I'm sorry because we're on real, but it was like over a foot long.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
it's hilarious.
Because I've never gotten a tab a foot long.
It was great. It didn't even do like the just like, because it was all jack fire shots.
Yeah, it was
it didn't
funny.
Just do times a thousand. It just had to keep
do you know when they did it, they and credit to the bar, they asked everybody what they wanted a shot of. I'm like, Topper, can't we just pour like 100 shots of Jack Fire and call it a day?
Yes.
He's like, no, we said shots for everyone. So they made the bartenders go around and ask everybody what they wanted, and they
yes.
did.
And they were asking in like groups of people. So
yeah,
people
they did.
Like me,
so to their credit,
by
great
got,
job,
like,
Angry
four
Buffalo.
Shots for everyone.
How long has Mark been playing this league?
Wow, 4 or 5 seasons now. They start. They
yeah.
were
pro forma
was where pro they started. Forma. Like they actually started with Sherry and JJ on their team.
Mark,
yeah, not a lot of people know that.
Welcome to the league. Thank you for finally doing something that's worth recognition. Thank you.
Chris Cole.
Great work, Mark.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Jimmy, I think you have an LVP and an MVP today.
Yeah.
I do. These are self-explanatory as I say it. MVP is going to be Tony Batts. And LVP is Tony Batts.
Oh, wow.
Way to go, Tony.
I like it. Leonard, what do you got?
Quickly, before we go to our final thoughts, LVP is the captain of Rax and Saxon. His name is Travis, and I'm going to tell you why he's the LVP.
Oh!
I would you go right now to the website where the web poll is and go to the View from Top article, and I'm going to tell you a little story. It's about a guy named Mike Baccio, and he is not a scumbag. He owns a car, and it's an Audi, and it's really nice. Well, Travis has that stupid speaker that nobody likes because he plays it way too loud and everybody hates his music. That's only part of the LVP, because, Travis, nobody likes your music. Bad news.
It's not all bad.
At one point, I think it was last week, Travis grabbed the stupid speaker, and he walked over towards the Audi. He grabbed the speaker, and he didn't wrap it with bubble wrap. He didn't wrap it in a blanket. He just put it down in Baccio's Audi. Well, guess what happened? This was confirmed to me by Mike Baccio. He left a mark in the Audi.
Oh, no.
So, Travis, you are my LVP. You've got to wrap that shit in a bubble wrap. Never again. My MVP...
Hold on. For making him your LVP, you just made the list, just so you know.
Just made the list!
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm an MVP series. I very rarely do I play the Homer card, but I'm going to. For the last three or four times, Public Enemy has been in absolute freaking wars with Eyes Downtown. They have lost for a variety of reasons. One of the cases is, it's just like playing the old Green and Associates. If you make a mistake, you get punished in this league and you lose. Well, I hate to tell you this, but the last two or three games, Public Enemy has been the team that's blinked first, they have been the team that's made the mistake, and they have lost the game. Well, guess what on Saturday, what happened? Chris Cole came to the field, did not get stopped once, and somewhere in the second half of that football game, Bobby McConnell and all his greatness dropped back to pass, threw the ball in the air, and it was intercepted by Tommy Hughes. So guess what? Bobby blinked, and Bobby lost. So, Chris Cole, you are my MVP.
Oh,
way to not blink.
It happens about once every eight sessions.
Because his eyes don't open all the way anymore.
Hopefully it happens again in playoffs. Just saying.
Let's hope. That doesn't mean it's going to happen again and we're going to win this game, because anybody can win anything. But at least on this day, on that game, that's the way it happens.
In the year of our Lord.
2018. Final thoughts. Thank you all. Ramir, we're going to start with you. Final thoughts heading into Saturday.
Final thoughts are, so, you know, Topper at this point is exasperated. Lenny is, for the second season in a row, not as exasperated as he's been in, like, ever. Like, he's riding a high. But I'm just gonna say, I'm gonna be the bad guy this Saturday, guys. So anybody that's doing any type of shenanigans or foolishness, I'm gonna be the one walking around telling you all to kiss my ass. I'm gonna tell the refs to throw flags on you. I'm going to be the bad guy, because I just feel like I don't want to see any shenanigans. I just don't want to see them. So just come play football and do the right thing. That's my final thought.
Jessica, final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, I can't believe this session's already over again, almost.
I know. How awesome is that?
Oh, it's sad.
How awesome is that? You're not having fun with that.
I'm enjoying the season, I'm not going to lie.
It is a good season.
And secondly, I've been catching a lot of flack from certain people about not being at the bar.
Yeah,
very long afterwards.
Put on a show Saturday, Jessica.
No, there will be no show, but I'm going to call out all the other OGs in the league. Need to start coming out and staying out, because then I will have a reason to stay out. Not that I don't love you, new people. I love you.
You can just make friends.
Is there anybody specific?
Wait, Lenny,
do you want to see somebody Saturday specifically?
Did you say OGs to people staying in the league, and there are like four OGs in here who stay at the bar?
Yeah, but
do we not
and
count?
I love you guys. You guys do count. But I mean, I'm talking about like the good old days.
I don't think I'm an OG. I'm just a Joji. It's different.
Joji. Knock it off.
What fucking means.
I do love the new people, though. I love you guys.
Wait, you do or you don't? I'm thoroughly confused by your final thought.
No, I love the new people, but I miss like the OGs. I miss the old times.
But if you don't stay, how do you know who's staying?
Somebody's obviously.
What would you like to happen? Tell us what you want to happen.
I tried to stay this week.
It wasn't.
Are you bored? Is something not like piquing your interest? Like, what would you like us to help you with?
No, I'm just old.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
That's not old.
She says
old. I'll trade you if you want to.
Yes, seriously.
But the average age is a lot younger than me.
Okay.
That's fair.
We just got to wake up earlier and be smarter, you know? Like, my friend Walter, my best friend, is 45, and he's dating girls like that are half his age, and he keeps up with them.
So somebody else in this podcast referenced how I haven't been on the field one in a long time.
Hey, Cole.
So I guess I'm going back to those days and the people that used to play.
Those were the days.
And I just miss it. It was fun.
Great.
Anyway, that's my thought.
Thank you for your final thought. You're Christopher. Welcome. Final thoughts.
That was like an hour and a half worth of thoughts. Jesus.
Just got a lot of thoughts, man.
I'm going to make this simple. Regardless of what happened last week at 10, Ladies and gentlemen, we play co-ed two-hand touch football behind a freaking bar. Okay? No reason to get mother effing people. No reason to mother eff the refs. No reason to lay people out, get in fist fights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whether you think it was intentionally or not, whatever. Ain't nobody going pro. Ain't nobody going to get signed. Show up, have fun, play your ass off, do it the right way, and then come up to the bar and drink and have a beer with the people you're playing against. Yes. Buy the refs a beer. Do something. But for Christ's sake, stop taking your fucking selves so seriously.
Yeah.
Have fun. Enjoy the game. It's a blessing to be able to do what we do because of what Topper and Lenny do for us. Enjoy it and take it for what it is.
Bravo.
You never know when it's going to be gone.
It's true.
DJ Jimmy, final thoughts?
Oh.
It's going to be cold. Dress warm. It might snow.
It's not wrong.
Second best drop-in of the day. Obviously, Jess, I had the number one. Joe K., what do you say? Final thoughts?
I actually have one question for my thought.
Yeah.
When are you going to retire?
Who, me?
Chris Cole.
Oh, good.
Staring at me, Jesus.
Never. Don't.
I'm just asking.
Don't put that evil. Like, don't I put feel, that evil in the universe.
I don't want you.
Don't
to,
you
to
do
clear,
that.
So, I just feel like we might be getting closer to this.
Don't you do that.
So once he retires, we can open the Hall of Fame. It's different.
Don't you do that.
I had a very honest talk with my team, and I told them. I said when we formed Voltron, to quote Ramir.
I love that.
We formed Voltron. Obviously, I was the pink lion. That's a penis-sized joke, ladies and gentlemen, in case you missed it. It's cute. I did on my Skittle.
I don't know what Voltron is.
Look it up. 80s.
Doesn't get the bird.
Japan magical. I told them I would give them till 40. And at 40, I would then reassess things.
I know what you mean.
So,
doctors reassessed.
I'm not inching towards 40. I'm racing towards it. So, you know, we'll see, but there's no set date time. But
okay. I just don't know if you had one or not.
It's getting there. I assume when my consigliere looks at me and goes, "Kid, you ain't got it no more. Maybe you need a drop." That'll probably be an eye opener.
That's fair.
So 40 is the first checkpoint.
Okay, I was just wondering. I wonder what good players go through when they think about that stuff.
I don't know. I'm not one.
Not too bad. As for final thoughts, I mean, we kind of touched on it earlier, but...
out of time.
Shut up, Jim. This is actually the best thing. Like,
that's a great drop.
The banquet is set. Go to the banquet. It is the best party of the year. I'm so excited that it's ready to go. I'm so excited that we don't have to drive to Niagara Falls in an ice storm to go to it this year. Like, get your tickets as soon as possible so Topper doesn't want to go bananas. It appears Lenny won the fight of we're going to do it after New Year's instead of before.
Hey, Joe, Lenny to piggyback God. On you real quick there and interrupt. Yes, get your tickets, but definitely try to book your room at the Adams Mark.
Yeah.
As
is it
soon
still
as
the
possible.
Adams Mark? I thought it was something else.
Buffalo Grand Hotel, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
We're
changing it.
We're going to have all that information. We're actually going to be seeing them soon. Okay. Pat and I were talking on Saturday. We're just dotting some I's and crossing some T's at this point.
Perfect.
We're just going to drive over there probably sometime this week and a half, check the place out, make sure everything's going to jive the way we want it, and then we're signing it.
We said it's the wedding without the wedding.
I'm going to put the pressure on everybody. Is everybody on this podcast going to be at the...
Yeah.
Everybody? Yep.
Yes.
Everybody?
Well,
don't know yet.
What do you mean? Stop it.
No, I'm serious. No.
Why wouldn't you be there?
Other reasons that we'll talk about another day.
Oh.
But yeah, I'd say I'd put it at 50-50 maybe right now.
Because he needs a storyline. Just let him have it.
Yes, no, it's not a storyline. I wish it was. I'd like to, considering I've almost died at the last two banquets, I'm seriously debating whether or not I will be attending on the 11th. I don't think the banquet's
Third
like
time's
that.
A charm.
I have not been to the banquet in a while.
Yeah, you need to come, OG. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. So, we all know... that I am definitely not the better half of my relationship. So I will admit it. I will need to get a permission slip.
Oh, okay.
From my better half.
Should we make TSL permission slips?
Yes.
That's what we
should
do.
Yes, but I'm going to put my wife on blast. There's no way in hell she's going to let somebody watch the kids overnight.
What?
I love my wife, and that's one of the reasons why I love her. Those kids are her life, and... Mm.
I admire that.
Hey, and if you're on the fence, I just want to throw this out there because Pat and I did have this conversation because it was the first question I asked. All our inflatable equipment will be working for the banquet. last year, we only had the Minion, but everybody will be working. Both will be working. Yes.
The giant panda.
The panda will also be working.
So if my wife doesn't come, I've got a plus one. And
yeah. Well, it's about 10 foot tall, so I don't think it's going to fit in a room. But
she usually doesn't.
Yeah.
I definitely don't fit in a room.
It's like the panda and the Minion work at this point, so that's the good news. That's the good news.
So yeah, that was just my final thought. The banquet's going to be awesome, and get your tickets as soon as you can. Lenny, end us, bud.
A couple quick ones. Public Enemy Lenny would like to say that, you know, I'm kind of excited heading into the playoffs because usually right about now is the nervous time. You never know if you're going to win. You always hope you're going to win, but, you know, nobody ever knows. But for the first time in a while... I don't believe in that stuff. No, they've screwed us enough. They don't have to play Saturday, and it's going to be nice to have a bye week. That's fine. That's fine. I'm excited for the fact that I don't have to be stressed out on Saturday. I'll be stressed out the next Saturday, but this Saturday...
I love you, football gods.
We do love you, football gods, but thank you very much for giving us a break. We deserve it. We've had a hard season. Topper Sports League Lenny would like to say that... we're heading to the finish line, and tensions get a little high. And I know we've been a little off the cuff, and you know we've taken our shots. But you know that Saturday stuff was—I can respect the Eyes Downtown captain for defending his teammates, and I can respect him for having an opinion. I would never tell somebody not to have an opinion. As I said earlier, and I'll say it again, I don't like the way we went about it. Him. Yes, some plays happen, but I, you know, if my player was on the ground, I would defend them to no end, but I there was a way I would do it. So, you know, as you go to talk to and argue with a ref or you argue with a teammate, remember there's ways of doing things. You can disagree with a ref. That's okay. You can disagree with a player. That's okay. But don't start World War III. Don't call him an effing a-hole or a scumbag or, you know, funny. I got an email today where, you know, he refuted something I said and he said, yeah, you know, I told a girl on tight ends in motion, this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, oh yeah, you left out the part where you literally walked up to her and called a woman an effing a-hole. And I go, I have that for a fact because I talked to her on my right here and she confirmed that and her boyfriend confirmed that he went over to talk to him about it. So yeah, you know, quit hiding the truth, pal. You want to keep spewing BS, I'll call you out. So thanks everybody for attending. Good luck to all Saturday, and I'll see you, and then hopefully we'll see each other in a couple weeks, and we'll crown 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 champions. Thank you.
Wrong show.
Thanks for listening. When you play football, you be nice. Don't make me come find you.